My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Payne and Pendergast is driven by West Point Lincoln at Katy Freeway. 1 mile west of the Beltway, exit Kirkwood, under the giant American flag.
Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast, here with Seth Payne on Payne and Pendergast, rolling along on a Thursday. And two players that made the Texans roster that I want to talk about with you, Seth, are John Metchie and Xavier Hutchinson. I mentioned this earlier in the show. To me, their status on this team is a credit to training camps and preseasons and the process in and of itself. Because I think that you probably would have said one of those guys, if not both of those guys, but certainly one of those guys was not making the team, not making the 53-man roster. Maybe you stash one of them on the practice squad. But I feel like between training camp and the preseason, both of those two guys played their way onto this roster. And between that and Noah Brown's lack of availability, his unavailability, if you will, those things came together to allow these two younger players to make the squad. It's a credit to the process, I feel like.
Yeah, I was surprised Sarge, when he asked the question yesterday, talked about the conversation about Hutchinson and Metchie as sports radio.
So look, let me say this, and I have not talked to Sarge about this, and Sarge, if you're listening, you can text me or whatever.
Yeah.
But I do feel like this, and I'll tell him this when I talk to him again. I don't feel like fluff is the word he was looking for. You know how how sometimes you misspeak?
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, that's a good one. Okay, okay.
I truly don't think either one of two things, and so I'm going to give him more credit than this. I'm not going to say.
I felt personally insulted.
I'm not going to say he does, because I think he knows what it means. I'm not going to insult him and say he doesn't know what fluff is.
Right. I'm but that was say, like in the moment when he was just talking that it was he would have said something else. Right?
Yeah.
But that's where I felt. Yeah. I felt like it was a euphemism for BS. That's what I felt.
I
was personally hurt by that, Sarge.
But BS would have maybe even worked for me more, because it's like, man, like maybe trying to dismiss the conversation, but don't call it. I don't think it was fluff, though. It was a relevant conversation and question.
I think it was. I do think there was genuine and real competition on the, and because by the same token, it can't be BS because Caserio and D'Amico want it to be genuine competition. So I think that those guys were 100%, as everybody else on the team, they're competing for that spot. The one area on the team where I felt like maybe the concept of competition was overblown a little bit was with Dameon Pierce. I think that Damian was running with the ones the entire time, and those other young gun running backs were doing a good job. And I know Damian looked good in practice, but didn't look so great in the games, but you excuse it because of bad blocking. It feels like Damian Pierce is the one who is most given the benefit of previous performance 2 years ago. And that, like, I'm not 100% convinced that he won the running backs competition. Because those other guys didn't get opportunities to run with the ones in practice or to do a lot that, you know, the Damian might have had an actual competition with those guys.
So we'll get to D'Amico and Casario's comments on Mechie and Hutchinson. But since you brought up Damian Pierce, I know you said before, because I've been listening, I know you said before that you feel like maybe D'Amico and Nick, either one or both of them, could have a blind spot for Damian Pierce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's listen to Nick Casario yesterday on Damian Pierce, and let's determine whether we think this is somebody who might have a blind spot for a player.
Yeah, look at everything. I mean, it's practice, it's games. I mean, some guys get more opportunities in games than others. Some guys get, you know, opportunities in practice. I would say the joint practices, you know, the teams use that sometimes as almost another, I would say, scrimmage or game, if you will. So Damian's been available. He's been out there. He's been productive with his opportunities in practice. I mean, limited opportunities in the game. But, I mean, we're glad he's on the team, so we'll see what his role is moving forward. Ultimately, it doesn't matter what I think or what D'Amico thinks. It's what the player does with the opportunities, and then the players are going to determine how big of a role they do or do not have on a week-to-week basis.
I mean, is he saying he practices well? He likes him in practice? What do they call that? The tracking data that they use on him in practice. Is he running faster in practice? I mean, limited reps in the game. I mean, what are we doing?
And honestly, I think it, the way he framed it there almost, it's, you know, saying the player will determine what it is, basically makes the evaluation for you. It does feel like this is an extended training camp in some ways, because I think that Nick and D'Amico probably agree with me on this. It's really tough to evaluate running backs in practice, because especially when the running back like Damian Pierce, when his strength used to be breaking tackles, that there's only so much you can do in non-full contact football to really see if that's what who a guy is as a running back. So I'm guessing they were probably disappointed that he didn't get better blocking in front of them in the games, because they would have loved to have seen, like, all right, what's it look like? Can we see a little bit of the old Damian when he's got a nice hole and he can just hit it hard and all of that? I'm not making excuses, because I think there were a couple plays where old Damian Pierce would have still at least gotten 3 or 4 yards out of some of that blocking. But it is true that he did not have good blocking in front of him on those just 7 meager carries that he had. So at this point early in the season, when you've got injuries haven't mounted up necessarily, you've got some space and some time that I don't want to say they're using it as a tryout, but they're gonna have a short leash on just how long. They're not going to take as long as they did last year to make the decision. Last year, it had to be drilled into their head that Damian wasn't fitting in the system. This year, I don't think they can waste that much time. Not when you spent the whole offseason behaving like a team that's trying to win a Super Bowl.
Seth, I imagine if you had this answer, maybe you could help them solve the problem, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway. Why doesn't Damian Pierce break tackles anymore? Are you old enough, Seth, to remember when Damian Pierce used to break tackles? Because I am.
I watched a bunch. You know what I did yesterday? I'm a real glutton for punishment. I've watched a bunch of the highlights from 2022 to remind myself. But then I'm like, all right, I found a clip on the internet, on YouTube. It's every single carry and touch that he had in 2022. Because I wanted to say, all right, but realistically, am I just forgetting some of the negative plays? And you're reminded, oh, yeah, I mean, there's times where he was wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. But the consistency with which he was always bulldozing for at least an extra yard or two when there was bad blocking, it was much more frequent. It was much more frequent, I think, than we saw any time over the last year and a half. So I do remember that. I think it's a combination of, you know, I think, okay, think of a quarterback when a quarterback loses his arm strength when they get older. Think of late-stage Matt Schaub. It affects more than just the specific plays where arm strength is required. It affects the quarterback's entire decision-making, because there's things that he knows he can't do. And I think with Damian, my first suspicion is that whatever his rookie playing weight was, that's his ideal playing weight. I think he's just got he's wearing brass knuckles at that playing weight, and he can walk into any bar in any city and feel really comfortable that he can handle himself. When he slimmed down, he got a little quicker, but he lost that power. And I think now that he knows that he doesn't have that power, I think it's affecting his decision making. I think it's affecting his vision. I think he's kind of lost because that thing that he used to have, it's Thor without his hammer, you know?
Oh, man.
Who's Thor without his hammer? He just doesn't, he doesn't even know who he is anymore. It's Superman with after Kryptonite or whatever. I can't remember which movie it was where he kind of lost his zest for life.
You got me thinking about Thor. There's Fat Thor in Endgame where he's got the beer belly.
Yeah. But, you know, where Thor had kind of just, he was lost. He didn't know what he was. He's living in a cabin and, His body weight was more like what I'd like Damian Pierce's to be.
Yeah.
I feel like Damian would be best when he looks like Fat Thor.
Who tried to change Damian Pierce, though? I don't understand that. Like, I get wanting to better your body, maybe take care of your body better. It's your first professional offseason and all of that. But who told Damian Pierce to go get, like, smaller and less physically imposing? That was misguided, whoever you were.
I think maybe it was in an adaptation to wanting to be like really good at the Texan staple outside zone run, that it's better to be, you know, you want to have some foot speed there and everything. But every athlete's different, and some guys just, you've got the right body weight for the system that you're in, and you can feel it. I mean, it seems like 5 or 10 pounds shouldn't make that much of a difference, but that extra ballast matters. It's not just how much you can bench. A lot of times guys will lose weight, but hey, I bench as much as I did and my legs are as strong as they were, so I'll be the same athlete. Some of it's just bodies knocking into other bodies. The body weight matters, and it might be as simple as that, but it's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's probably just self-motivated because he was trying to make himself a better overall running back, but he just, I think he lost too much of what his superpower is, which is strength and breaking tackles.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Someone in his draft class, John Metchie, looking pretty good toward the end of the preseason. This was Nick Caserio on what John Metchie and Xavier Hutchinson did to make the team.
I think what you saw with both players was an improvement, was they were available, they were on the field, and they continued to get better, and they took advantage of their opportunities. So I think Hutch was probably one of our most consistent, most dependable players from the beginning of training camp until the end. I'd say Mechie took advantage of his opportunities there at different points. So, I mean, it's all you're looking for. Training camp is about putting the foundation in place, kind of the earlier question, what are we trying to accomplish? Put the foundation in place, look for individual improvement, look for collective improvement, and I'd say those two players are good examples of that. Now, I mean, the hard work starts. So, I mean, there's a lot that went into it to get to this point, but, I mean, now the hard work starts, and, you know, we'll see what are our options game day, what's the role, how can we use them. It's not just about offense and defense. It's about the kicking game as well. So that goes into a lot of discussions that we have, not only daily and weekly, but D'Amico has with Frank and Bobby and Matt on the defensive side of the ball. So, I mean, those two players are great kids. They work really hard. They care a lot about football, and they've went out there and they've improved. So we'll see where that goes from here.
So Seth, I thought it was interesting what he mentioned about the kicking game factoring into it as well. That was Texans general manager Nick Caserio. This was head coach D'Amico Ryans on Xavier Hutchinson and John Mechie, and what separated them in the wide receiver room.
Yeah, Hutch and Mech have been consistent all camp. Guys, they're showing up out here, you know, on these fields, making plays from the first day of camp all the way through the last day. So they've just been consistent, and they've earned the right to be on our team.
Yeah, so I am impressed by the fact that they were able to make this happen, able to show up in the preseason and in training camp and edge out Noah Brown, who I was one of those that you and Sean were probably looking at, like, why are you penciling this writing this guy in pen? Well, because I thought he was better than those two guys.
Yeah.
Right? I just thought he was a better football player. But between him not being available and those guys showing up consistently the way that they did, that's what sort of turned things around. Plus, that special teams element as well that Nick mentioned.
Right, and then also, you know, the younger guy with upside. And with Hutchinson, I think that I've seen a lot of people kind of compare him to Kevin Walter in terms of not necessarily all that impressive athletically, but just exactly where he's supposed to be, and the quarterbacks can trust him, and he's just very, very consistent. It's nice to have guys like that on the team, especially when you talk about just moving the sticks and just having options when the primary A number one guys are being plastered and double teamed and bracketed and all that.
He is Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast on Payne and Pendergast. Coming up next, let's circle back to the Astros. They won easily yesterday, but I'm going to tell you why it's an even bigger deal than you think. That's next on Sports Radio 610.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.